What we do here is go back.
Intercepted the third interception of Jordan Love today. 37-yard field goal is away. Oh, it hits the upright. No good.
I don't understand how kickers just miss, though.
A new federal grand jury indictment now charges Ryan Ruth with attempted assassination of a presidential candidate.
I'm going to jail!
Legendary NBA player Dikembe Mutombo has died at 58 years old.
May his soul rest in peace. My support to his family and all his loved ones and friends.
Glorilla shot her shot at you. You giving that any kind of action? It's 7 p.m. Friday.
I'm weak. That is hilarious.
What was that? What was that?
In honor of President Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday today, the North Lawn of the White House will feature a display with the message, Happy Birthday, President Carter, and the number 100.
Iran has fired missiles into Israel, and residents are ordered to remain close to bomb shelters as air raid sirens sounding across the country today.
At my direction, the United States military actively supported the defense of Israel.
Israel, with the active support of the United States and other partners, effectively defeated this attack.
I give you the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
I'm thrilled to be back in this beautiful state. I love this state.
Thank you for joining us for tonight's CBS News vice presidential debate.
He is still saying he didn't lose the election. I would just ask that. Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
That is a damning non-answer.
Special Counsel Smith argues that Trump's actions to overturn the 2020 election were not the official acts of a president, but the illegal deeds of a losing candidate.
The question of immunity, in my opinion, again, a layperson, the court just handed it back and said, you figure that out.
Embattled former city attorney Tierman Spencer faces a misconduct in office charge.
Just over 36 union employees at Miller Brewery have spent the past 2 days marching up and down State Street, picket signs in hand.
Just trying to get fair contract communication so we can work together with the company and work-life balance and stuff that is important with us and our families.
A doctor's report finds 16-year-old Eric Mendoza is competent to proceed in the murder trial of 5-year-old Prince McCree.
Work resuming immediately after an uncertain 3 days that saw ports from Maine to Texas shut down.
The tentative agreement would increase workers' wages by 62% over the life of the 6-year contract.
The pitch, a double play ball hit to Lindor, and the throw is going to wind up with a double play, and the New York Mets, after coming from behind with a big 4-run ninth inning. Wow. I'm telling you, that one had some sting on it.
Everyone did their job except for me.
Talking to Yuki, you know, one-on-one was... It's tough.
There is no tomorrow tonight for the crew.
I just want Milwaukee to get past 1982 and go on for the future for the next generation.
You know, thanks for the great birthday gift yesterday, guys, but we're 1-1 as a 30-year-old.
This is Jeff Levering saying goodbye for the final time in 2024. We'll chat with you again next spring.
So long, everybody.